This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. You know, I'm on a tangent, and I just wanted to share this with you. It's a five-minute university-type lesson. So, this deals with what you are going to experience as a microcosm of what you'll be experiencing in the very near future, if not right now. People are greedy, they're arrogant, and they are me first, as you all know, right? So I've got an item on Facebook, on eBay. It's a historical artifact. And I have it listed for $200, which is a very fair price. It's probably actually a little bit low. Very, very rare, hard to get. So it's listed for $200, and an offer came in at midnight last night. It happened to be up for $150, 150. That's 25% off my listing price. You know, buy it now, $200. Guy says, I'll give you $150 for it. But not only does he do that, he has a stipulation that I have to respond in 2 hours. It's kind of unreasonable, don't you think? That tells me he's me first. So I responded with $175. And I went to bed. I figured, okay, he probably isn't up. I'm not going to wait around for this guy. I don't wait around for anybody. I don't do it anymore. He came back with an offer while I was asleep for $160. So he went from $150 to $160. And he put a two-hour time limit on it. And guess what? It expired because I was asleep. And so this morning, you know, I got up before the broadcast, and I'm looking at what's happening on the internet, checking the news, reading emails, and he comes in at $175, which was my original offer, or counteroffer. But you know what? I don't like this guy. I don't like him. He's now he's allowing me 24 hours to respond. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to raise the price just to show him. I don't like people pushing me around. Who does this guy think he is giving me just 2 hours starting at midnight to respond to his offer? Do you think that's unreasonable? Do you think that's rude? I do. And I don't want to deal with people like that. I don't. No, I'd like to sell it. And I think 10% off is reasonable when asking for a discount. I think 10% is reasonable. I think 25% is a wish. Some people come in with a really big wish, like they'll offer us half. I don't even respond to those. I don't. So eBay fees are up. U.S. Postal Service rates are up. You know, it's 68 cents now to send a first-class letter, 68 cents. When I was a child, it was 4 cents. I'm not kidding. 4 cents. Look it up. Don't believe a word I say. What I'm saying is we are experiencing more rudeness, more impoliteness every day. People are more demanding, and I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to put up with it. I'm not. Now, fortunately, the campers at our campground are absolutely delightful. They are. And, oh, I wanted to tell you this. This is kind of neat, too. One of your instructors, a guy named Brandon, he owns and his wife and his family, they own a farm. And he used to be a student of USA Prepares. He'd come to the meetups, and he would listen to my monologue and what I had to say, and he actually took it to heart. He had a job. He had a job with a very large company here in Missouri. He was upwardly mobile. He was moving on up the ladder. His wife had a job with another company. Both of them, wonderful jobs with large companies, lots of security. And they listened to what I had to say, and they thought, you know, there's a better way. They could buy a farm, and they could operate the farm and kind of live the way my family does. And that's what he did. He bought a farm. And he has a berry farm. He planted the hard way berries, honey berries, and lots of them. And he built a campground. And the name of, if you want to see it, it's B Berry Farm. The letter B, berry, all one word, BB, okay? BBerryFarms.com, BBerryFarms.com. And he has a campground. And his campground, within a couple years, went from zero to the second highest award-winning farm on Hip Camp for campground. And went from zero to the second highest level. And that's honorable mention. You know, he didn't get first prize in Missouri, but he got the next prize below first prize. Can you imagine that? Hard work, endurance, stick-to-itiveness, paying attention to details. Hard work. Did I say hard work? Hard work. What Gwyneth does, what we do, what your instructors do. And they did it. And you can book your stay at B Berry Farms. Just look it up, and it's on Hip Camp, and you can book it right through there. It's impressive, and it's nature. It's kind of, and he was counseling me on things I should think about, how to list it, what to pay attention to, and ours is considered a 5-star camp or campground. Because, well, and his is too, because of paying attention to detail. So, congratulations, Brandon and Teresa. And he's the USA Prepares instructor. Gwyneth, any comments? Did we lose Gwyneth? Gwen, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Any comments about what I said about Brandon, Teresa, and B Berry Farms?
Yeah, berries is something that I'm working on growing, and but my farm is a little bit of a different style to probably their one is. I do something called wildcrafting. So, although I do have drip irrigation as well, you have to in this climate otherwise, unless you just want to grow cactuses, and I grow a lot of cactuses here, but for growing berries, then you definitely do need irrigation here. And that's something that I'm going to be working on later in this year, is converting my berry patches over to drip irrigation. And I think that they'll do a lot better.
Does yeah, and yes, it does. And Brandon and his wife and family also have wildcrafting. And Class, you might find this interesting. I'm sure you've heard the commercial by Marjorie Wildcraft here at USA Prepares and on Genesis Communications.
It.
Yeah. Oh, she's a real sweet lady. Yeah, I know her. And she's been to our expos, and she's been on the air with me, and she's done live remote broadcasts with me. And she's really talented. Well, she listened to one of our instructors, Rick Miller, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, or Doc Ram, and he talked about wildcrafting, and he wrote a book about it. And she was so enthralled with his book on wildcrafting that she assumed the name Marjorie Wildcraft. True story. You're breaking up. I didn't hear that. If you could get closer to the window or climb on top of the roof or something like that for a better signal. yeah, that's where the name came from, Wildcraft. She adopted that name. Gwyneth, You are really, really breaking up. Is there something you can do to improve that connection? No, I'm. That's better. That's better.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you hear me now? Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way,
what I was going to say, when you're farming in a very poor environment, it's often best to look at how the environment is leaning anyway, what types of plants grow there anyway, and at least initially go with those sorts of plants. Okay, so here it would be cactuses. Cactuses are what really, really goes well. No effort whatsoever. You just lay the cactus pads on top of the ground and they will take root. But, you know, anything else, you've got to really work at it. And what you can do, another method, is you can get the things growing well. This is another method that I use, by the way. You can get the things growing well that grow there anyway, and then as they're establishing, or as they establish, they will make the climate easier, and they will make they'll help to break up the soil. They'll make the soil more fertile, and they will make a better environment for the things that are a little bit less hardy in your environment. And so then you plant those. And then you, as they get established and start to do well, then you plant the things that are a little bit less hardy again. And that is another way that you can do it. But it takes many, 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 many years to get things going that way. When a bit of irrigation line and a bit of drip irrigation with mulch in this climate, in a semi-arid climate, if you're going to do any irrigation, you must use mulch. Otherwise, you're going to have problems with salt. Okay? So you have it so that the drip line runs just across the surface of the mulch, and so the water drips down through the mulch and into the soil. That's how you do it. I've tried putting the dripper lines underneath the mulch. It doesn't work. It really doesn't work. You really have to have the drip clear out in the air for it to work properly. Otherwise, it gets clogged. It gets blocked and all the rest of it. So you've got to have the dripper on the surface of the mulch, but have the mulch, and I use peed on stable hay. So that is stable hay that has been urinated on by Lily, my horse Lily. So she's, you know, the chickens are the hardest working members of the farm, but she's a really good worker too. She poops, she pees, and her pee and her poo is just such a valuable source of all sorts of fertilizer, but especially nitrogen, but also, you know, the horse manure is of course, well, we've already been there today in today's broadcast. But, she works hard. She actually helps with the farm work. I trained her as a pack horse to be able to carry things around the farm, like her own manure to various places, and also to bring soil from more fertile places to less fertile places.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Chris, I wanted to mention that Rich and I were talking, Rich Sheban, and we're going to have a blockbuster class next Tuesday. And he's going to ask me the hard questions, the real hard questions, about preparedness. And we're going to give you the names, the numbers. We're going to give you what you need to know about how to do it and what it costs. And no holds barred. So I think you might want to make next Tuesday an appointment on your calendar to make sure you don't miss that class. And in that line of thinking, the next problem you're going to see, I mean, we're having problems every day, more and more unthinkable problems. The next big one that you're going to see, in my opinion, I could be wrong, but I doubt it, is garbage. I believe that your garbage company is either going to go out of business or raise rates that are so high that people can't afford to dispose of the garbage, and combine that with Amazon. Headlines say, quote, over 700 million pounds of Amazon's recyclable plastic packaging is dumped into the environment each year, where chemicals infest livestock, human organs, and even clouds. Under 5% of that plastic makes it to a recycling center, a new report found. End quote. So Amazon is polluting the planet beyond compare. What's going to happen next is that the people who used to handle the garbage are going to be overwhelmed, or they're going to go bankrupt, or they're going to go out of business. And you're going to get stuck with trash. And your stupid neighbors who bought Asian appliances that have failed are going to get stuck with them. And what are they going to do with them? Are they going to leave them in their kitchen? You know, the washers, the dryers, refrigerator, are they going to leave them in the laundry room? What are they going to do with them? I have a feeling that you're going to see televisions, computers, just dumped on the side of the road. I think it's going to happen. Or if there's a vacant lot somewhere, it's going to be a dump. And all of this is wrong. Of course, I'm not advocating any of this. I'm advocating responsibility for manufacturers. I'm advocating that no company, if I were president, there would be an executive order like within an hour. And that would be no manufacturer shall manufacture any appliance that has a lifespan less than 30 years. 30. And that parts will be available for another 30 years. That's 30, not 10, that's 30. And any company that manufactures an appliance that doesn't meet those standards, the board of directors and the officers of that company shall be arrested, tried, and if convicted, sentenced to a very harsh penalty for ecocide. I'm serious about this. We are letting people like Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and others pollute the planet at our expense and our children's expense and our children's 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 expense. Should they live? Should humanity survive? All based on individual greed and the sum of individual greed, and all based on stupidity and the sum of all individual stupidity. People are finding out that they... How about this? I mean, I know I'm on a tangent, but how about this? I was talking with a gal yesterday, and she has a Japanese car, relatively new, and the tire pressure sensor failed. This is one of those sensors in the wheel that tells the computer what the tire pressure, what it thinks the tire pressure is. Each one of these, each wheel has one, and they communicate wirelessly. And it's like a little transmitter and a pressure sensor. That pressure, tire pressure sensor has a battery, and the battery lasts about 5 years. So you know that before this car is used up, that thing's going to fail. When that fails on a new car, it can confuse the transmission. And the car may not operate. Now think about that. Who would have linked the failure of a tire pressure sensor, which is kind of a gadget that some people would think, well, that's nice. I don't have to check my tire pressure. I've got this sensor. But did they realize that it's only going to last 5 years and they're going to have to replace all of them in 5 years and the new ones are going to last 5 years and it's going to cost a couple hundred dollars to do all that each time? And then your transmission may not operate because it doesn't know that the wheel's turning because the tire pressure sensor is not working?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA News Update. Negotiations for a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas are ongoing, according to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We are working 24/7, leaning in, trying to make sure that we get that hostage deal so that we have a temporary ceasefire so that we can get that all-important aid into Gaza.
Additionally, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is scheduled to visit Saudi Arabia and Egypt this week as part of diplomatic efforts related to the conflict. Forbes says Donald Trump is ruling out Vivek Ramaswamy as his top VP pick. Forbes reported that Trump told the biotech entrepreneur that he was not in the running, but that Vivek could get a cabinet position in the event Trump wins in November. Trump is apparently looking for someone that he is more ideologically aligned with as his running mate. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash.
You've
got your
take. When you go to DC
for
2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, class, you might be wondering, why did I go off on this tangent about tire pressure sensors? And how the owner of the vehicle might have no idea why the transmission isn't working in their car because of a tire pressure sensor. I mean, who would think that they're connected, right? But they are. In some models. So here's the linkage to what Gwyneth is talking about. Everything's connected to everything. So the tire pressure sensor fails. The employee gets in the car to go to work and finds out he can't get to work. So he calls in and says, I can't get to work. My car won't go forward. I can't get there. I got to have it towed and I'll call you later. Oh, maybe I'll come in today. Maybe not. Maybe tomorrow. So who is that guy? Well, he might be your doctor. He might be your dentist. He might be the guy that drives the tractor trailer and he's going to the terminal to pick up the tractor trailer so he can haul the load that has your drip irrigation in it. Or pick up the load from the factory that manufactures the steel that goes into some product that you want to buy. He might be the appliance repair technician. It might be Frank. Well, Frank wouldn't have one of those vehicles. But, you know, it could be someone who has a job like Frank. This is serious stuff. We have now the complexity that we cannot live with. And this is brought to you by the marketeers and the major corporations. Nobody needs to download a movie in 3 minutes. Nobody. Nobody needs to watch a movie on his phone. Nobody. Nobody. Nobody needs to have a touch screen to put the vehicle in forward, neutral, drive, or reverse. Nobody. Nobody needs to have a television screen on the refrigerator door. Nobody needs to have a Ring camera on the doorbell. Nobody needs to have a robotic vacuum cleaner. Nobody. This complexity, this level of complexity is unsustainable, in my opinion. And if Elon Musk wants to come on the air and debate this with me, I'd love it. Or Jeff Bezos, or Mark Zuckerberg, or Bill Gates, I'll debate it with them. I'm just a farmer. I'd love to hear their eloquence and see how they can defend this nonsense. It's indefensible. And the generally dumb public thinks it's great. There are people who think Elon Musk walks on water. He's great. What has he done that benefits mankind as a whole? What has he done? Name one thing. One thing. Some might say, well, he bought...
Do you want to know my opinion of Elon Musk?
Sure.
I think that Elon Musk is a top candidate for the Antichrist. I really, really do. Because, you know, I've had people say, oh, George Soros is sure to be the Antichrist. But I say, no. Elon Musk. Because the prophecies that are about the Antichrist is that the Antichrist will come from the nation that murdered Jesus Christ. And everybody thinks that that's the Romans. It's not the Romans. If you read the scriptures carefully, you will see the identity of the nation that murdered Jesus Christ. Okay? And I'm going to leave it at that if anyone wants to do the research. The Romans were the ones who drove in the nails. But they weren't the ones who had the idea of doing it. It was another nation that had that idea and that motivated the Romans and manipulated and politically twisted their arm to do it. And I'm not saying that every member of that other nation is evil. Absolutely not. I do not believe that. But Elon Musk comes from that nation, the same nation that murdered Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ prophesied that. It came out of his mouth. Okay? Another qualification for the Antichrist. The whole world will love him. He will seem to fix all the problems in the whole world. That is what is prophesied about the Antichrist. And he will come up with a system for monitoring and tracking everyone. And that you will not be able to buy or sell without his say-so through his system. And that he will make a beast that speaks, some sort of image of some beast, an image of a beast, and he will give it the power to speak, and that everybody, and that this image will command that people be executed for the crime of not bowing to the beast. Now, that does not sound like the other guy I was talking about. That sounds like something that Elon Musk might do in the future, hypothetically. Okay? And I believe that he would be capable of that. But at the moment, I can't know that for sure, because we have to wait for the fruit to develop. But it's like walking around in the garden, right? And I see a particular tree growing. And let's say it's a tree of his. You know, it's hard to tell if it's going to be a peach tree or an almond tree. And if it's an almond tree, it might be the sort of almond tree that has bigger almonds, which are very good. Or it might be the sort of almond tree that has more almonds. You know, that are very delicious. You won't know what sort of an almond tree it is until it bears fruit. Or you won't know, maybe it's a green tree. They all have the same more or less the same. And you really can't tell until they bear their fruit. But you can tell that it's that family of trees, of peaches, almonds, and apricots. But it's an almond tree and peach tree. They all have more or less the same type of bark. But you've got to wait as to what I'm doing. And I'm watching him really, really closely. I believe that he is the prime candidate for the Antichrist, because it's his system, the Starlink system, is lining up. And one thing that's actually prophesied is that the stars would fall, that a third of the stars would fall from heaven. Well, of the Starlink, a third of the stars of the Starlink, that could be a prophecy fulfilled right there. If a third of his satellites fell to the ground, that could be a third of the stars in his Starlink. You know, that this is it. We have to wait and see. I could be completely wrong, but that is the other thing that he will do is that he will have what. Well, if he ever gets involved in the building of the third temple in Jerusalem, then I'm going to say, yeah, for sure. But he is the sort of fellow who would be inclined to stand himself in the temple of God declaring that he is God. I could absolutely see, and the whole world would probably believe him. And the whole world, it does love him. They fall at his feet and they just fawn all over him. But if you look in his eyes, there's no light there. There's no sparkle. There's a dead fish look in his eyes of somebody who has really something very evil on the inside of them. You know, like I have... probably quite a shrewd look in my eyes, but they have a sparkle too. I have a shrewd look in my eyes because I've learnt to be shrewd. I've learnt to think. I've learnt to not just take things at their surface appearance, because I've been burned. I've been burned big time in my life. And because of that, you know, but my eyes have a sparkle in them, and they have life in them, you know, and I know that your eyes have life in them as well. But you get somebody who's been taken over by the devil, and their eyes look like the eyes of a dead fish. That is the sort of look, and it's a well-known phenomenon. that they've just got no sparkle in them. And their whole face could be smiling, and you look at the eyes, and their eyes still look like the eyes of a dead fish. It's really something to see. And that is how Elon Musk's eyes look. This is it. And I think that it's very important for the class to have that level of discernment, you know, to be able to tell who somebody is by looking at their face and by observing their behaviour over a long, long period of time. And Jeff Bezos, you're absolutely right, he's another devil. He's taken over the world's publishing industry. And there's a lot of devils out there, and they're walking around. I don't know if they actually are devils, by the way. That's a figure of speech, okay? They may be still human, but they are certainly not on God's side. And you've got to be really discerning of how people are. Because if you don't, then you're going to be banned. People are going to, you're going to be fooled by people. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah. And there's a guy named Don Lemon. And he lost his job as a television broadcaster. And he was going to do a show on Musk's X and Musk's platform, Elon Musk. And Don Lemon demanded, as reported, $8 million compensation. He wanted a free Tesla Cybertruck, and he wanted total control over the topics discussed and the content of the Don Lemon show. And he wanted ownership in Musk's enterprise. And Musk threw him overboard. Now, if you think about it, so Don Lemon wants to censor because he wants total control. Okay. Elon Musk wants to censor because he doesn't want to have Don Lemon have total control. Isn't that interesting? So think about that. And these are our opinions, and we're still allowed to have opinions.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. teamgaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, what we're talking about is information published in the public domain. You can find everything we've been talking about. And regarding Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and George Soros, it's all there. There's a homework assignment that I have for you. It is difficult to watch. It's going to take some effort. You're going to think I've lost my mind when you start watching this. It's on Netflix. 2017. It was produced, and it's called The Circle, C-I-R-C-L-E, two words, The Circle, and it is George Orwell's 1984 with current technology. It's cameras everywhere, cameras, audio, all watched, all stored, and based on instilling paranoia in the people, the GDP. The owners of this corporation, the Circle, convince people to be paranoid. And their paranoia can be eased and treated with transparency. So if we all had cameras and we all had more information and we all could see what everybody's doing, we would all be better off, allegedly, by the theme of this movie, The Circle. And they try to convince you that, you know, imagine if there were cameras everywhere and you were drowning, somebody would see it and you'd be rescued. Isn't that great? Or if you're in a car crash, someone would see you and there would be services rendered immediately. Wouldn't that be great? But the people at the top, the equivalent of the Jeff Bezoses and the Elon Musk, they're above it. They're not being watched. They demand privacy. But the GDP doesn't get privacy. This is a terrifying film. And it will convince you how dangerous your cell phone is. The Circle. Please consider watching it. And then send me an email. Tell me, instructor at USA Prepares, if you think I'm right or wrong. And you know what? I don't have a cell phone. For all the reasons that you're going to see. And I've been telling you I don't have a cell phone for a long time. And I can still drive my truck without one, without navigation, without GPS. I can still go there and back and not have a cell phone. or a connected satellite tracking system for my vehicle. I don't need it. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, I do have a cell phone, but the cell phone signal around here is so pathetic. Most of it. I mean, I'm calling now from the one window in the whole house that I can actually get a cell phone signal with. You know, so I sit my cell phone on the windowsill, you know, and it's pointing at a cell tower which is 60 kilometers away. Down a valley, and, you know, the valley sort of channels the cell signal up towards my place, and it's absolutely pathetic. And if anyone did get my cell number and wanted to call, they would probably not get through. And, you know, but it's just so... I hate the panopticon that is being developed. I really, really do. And that is why I live out here in the middle of nowhere with such poor cell signal. I love the poor cell signal. I don't want for there to be a good cell signal out here. I think that it would be horrible. I might even consider selling this place if the cell signal improved. You know, but it doesn't seem like it's going to anytime soon because the population around here is in one way it's going up, but in another way it's going down. It's going up because there are people moving into this little enclave that we have of 20-acre lots. They are people who are fleeing Melbourne. They're actually buying properties around here because they don't want to be in Melbourne anymore. And but this is it. That the old people are dying off. So the old ranchers, the old station owners, they're gradually dying off. I think that a lot of them got jabbed. And but I can't wait for the modern world to go. I don't like the modern world. I don't like it at all. I have my Ryon lawnmower. That's my mare, Lily. I know how to look after a horse. I know how to ride a horse. I don't need any outside help to look after her. You know, but a modern vehicle, an old vehicle, I couldn't look after it. So I don't have one. But I can look after a horse. And I can ride a horse, so I have a horse. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it absolutely does. I think we're going down. I don't see any daylight at the end of the tunnel. I just see an oncoming train, and it's getting worse every single day. And just think about what I said about the tire pressure monitors and having one of those go bad and take your vehicle out of commission.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.